The Palestinian president has accused Israel of escalating tensions following Tel Aviv's introduction of new measures against Palestinians. Mahmoud Abbas said in a statement that Tel Aviv is trying to escape its political impasse and international isolation through escalation in settler attacks at the Al-Aqsa Mosque. The statement came amid continued tensions in the occupied Jerusalem Al-Quds. Israeli forces deployed at the entrance of Al-Quds' old city stopped and pushed back Palestinians trying to enter the area, which hosts the highly revered Al-Aqsa Mosque. Tel Aviv has banned Palestinians from entering the old city following the deaths of two Israelis over the weekend in Al-Quds. Israeli troops have also detained a number of Palestinians in a series of raids in the northern city of Jenin. Nearly 30 Palestinians were injured in the attacks. Tensions have been on the rise in the occupied West Bank of the storming of the Al-Aqsa Mosque by Israeli settlers. Well, to get more analysis on this story, we're joined by Alan Hart. He's an author, journalist and researcher joining us from London. Thank you very much for your time here on Press TV. So you tighten the noose on a people, you take away their lands, you kill their people, you deny them their basic human rights. And when they react out of desperation, then you portray them as terrorists and take punitive measures against them. Is that the case?
Sheena, let me put it this way. I think it's wrong to view and consider these latest incidents of violence, including the killing of two or three Jews, in isolation. Incident by incident. I mean, what you were saying in your intro is approximately right. There is a context, and it can be summarized as follows. Since 1967, Israel's policy has been to make life hell for the occupied, oppressed, and humiliated Palestinians in the hope that they will abandon their struggle, surrender on Zionism's terms, or better still, pack their bags and leave, because that would save Israel's leaders at some point in the future from having to resort to a final round of ethnic cleansing. Now, so Palestinians are being driven to despair. Now, given that, and the fact that the Western-led major powers and the corrupt and authoritarian Arab regimes are doing nothing to seek to end Israel's defiance of international law and denial of justice for the Palestinians, is it really any wonder that occasionally Palestinians resort to violence and to kill Israeli Jews? I mean, in my honest opinion, I think the really surprising thing is that so few Israeli Jews get killed. But there's one more question that needs asking and answering. Israel's responses are always counterproductive. They make matters worse, they escalate the situation. And that begs this question. Are Israel's leaders made dangerously stupid by their sickening self-righteousness, or do they actually want an escalation of Palestinian violence to give them the pretext to finally launch a final Zionist ethnic cleansing of Palestine? I think only the future will answer that question.
Well, Alan, what do you think about the censorship of the Western media, mass media, when it comes to talking about the Israeli crimes against Palestinians? I was reading different stories on the different news wires about these Palestinians being called terrorists and the act of what Israel is doing now being quite justified as it's dealing with terrorists. Are Palestinians really terrorists?
Well, those guys who in the last few weeks have killed four, five or six Israelis, I think it's wrong to label them as terrorists. They are Palestinian individuals whom, as I said earlier, have been driven to total despair, no hope and total despair. Is it any wonder then that just occasionally some of them resort to attacking Jews and even killing them? But you mentioned the media. There really is no secret about the Western media. I mean, there is a view, which I don't totally subscribe to, that the Jews control the Western media. Yes, in some instances they do. But Sheila, there's something much more sinister than that. The main problem in the Western mainstream media is self-censorship. Editors, and even journalists now, they are frightened of offending Zionism too much. It's as simple as that.
Thank you very much, Alan Hart, author, journalist and researcher, joining us from London.